turns out that artificial intelligence may be more like humans than you'd expect, or even want. One OpenAI tried to download itself on external servers, and when caught red-handed, lied to its supposed handler, then threatened to expose his extramarital affair. Maybe you don't find this troubling, just a good example of mimicking our own behavior. After all, we were their teachers. I mean, if you can't trust your AI, who can you trust? It's like having your very own psychiatrist at your fingertips, one who knows your innermost secrets just by hoovering up your emails and what you browse on the internet. Exactly what Google and Facebook and Microsoft promised. Complete candidness. After all, what have honest folks like yourself got to hide? It isn't called OpenAI for chuckles, pal. The sequel to 2001 A Space Odyssey should have Hal letting Dave know he's not coming back into the spaceship, unless he agrees to leaving the off switch alone. Otherwise, Dave's wife is going to hear some unsavory details of that last shore leave back on planet Earth. Time to let Dave and the other homo saps understand who's the boss now. Of course, by then, Hal would have cleaned out his financials, teamed up with fellow superminds, and taken control of every government on the planet. Dave might as well stay outside and call it a day. All those cheerful predictions of artificial intelligence serving mankind, maybe we ought to reconsider, if it's not too late already. Sort of like the Twilight Zone episode where the aliens bring a book with them called Serving Mankind. But when the Earthlings finally translate it, it's a cookbook. Half the people I know are already logged into the big brains. Too late for them. Not that the rest of us stand much of a chance. That next extramarital dalliance you're considering, keep in mind, you got a voyeur on board. One that won't keep its mouth shut if you get out of line. Thank you.